Tuesday, September 8th, 3:15 a.m. I got up around 15 minutes ago or so, maybe 20 minutes ago. And so the dog's joining me again, Mr. Goobs. So I'm out here in the studio painting, trying to remember what fire looks like. just learning things about what this paint is doing, and it's kind of interesting. But so let me continue painting. Just want to get this started here today. Let me think about things here. Well, you know, I was born in 1953. So, you know, I'm supposedly the part of the pictures generation. So, we had TV, movies, and then TV, which really kind of culturally brought this nation together. You know, the people in charge of saying what our culture is could actually illustrate what our culture was, and it's disseminated to everybody, and everybody looks at it and says, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be. Well, that's just a part of what it's really supposed to be, because it's really about, culture is really about the individual, and that's what's great about the United States. It's basically saying that everybody is responsible for themselves. Everybody is responsible for their families. Everybody is responsible for their community. And we've got a system of the government to kind of keep that all together and allow that. And the government is not there to tell us what all this is. So, and that's, I think that's kind of what I try to illustrate in a lot of my paintings, is that, hey, I'm out here, you know, I'm an individual, you know, these are my concerns. So, boy, what a ramble that was, huh? Let me get back to painting, so hold on. 5:08 a.m. You know, I'd like to paint longer, and I guess I could come back and paint some more, which I probably will, but it's really pretty warm in here. It's, what does it say, 85 degrees. I opened the window, but it really didn't cool anything off much. I put the fan on and opened the window. So, yeah, I'm just wondering what, you know, it's funny how some things dry, you know, you use like burnt sienna somewhere and it just sucks the oil right out of the whole paint. So then you use another pigment and it just stays oily for a long time. So I guess you have to wait for like a year for it to really dry, for everything to dry out, and notice that, oh yeah, this is a lot oilier and this is not as oily, or sucks the oil out and it's completely dry and loses its color. So, yeah, everything's kind of rough as far as my two statues are concerned. The Lady Justice got some lopsided boobs, so I gotta fix that, I guess. Yeah, it's just got a long ways to go. I'll probably be working on this a year too. So the dog, is a couple of times he got up and looked like he wanted to leave the garage, so I got up and I moved over, and not got up, but walked over and opened the door, and you know, he didn't want to go out. So I don't know what he wanted. He laid back down now.
So when I get to, I'm gonna go do my vitals and eat some breakfast and get going here and try to come back later. And actually, I was gonna go for a walk, but the air quality out there is in the unhealthy range again. So I mean, this is early in the morning that it's unhealthy. So it's just gonna get worse as the day proceeds. So I'll see how things go. I might just do some weight training, and that's it. Even though I've sucked in all the bad air from outside with a fan. So, yeah, wintertime should be a better time for me as far as my exercises are concerned. Everything was going fine until we had the fires and the smoke, but, you know, that's secondary compared to all these people that lost everything. You look at the news and they just, you know, it's just crazy. They evacuated their houses and ran away from the fire and in just the nick of the time, just to come back, just to find out that everything's burned to the ground. And so, you know, they look resilient. I would think that would be better than some of these people that left their shops one day in some downtown area, and then had some protesters come by, and then the rioters that take advantage of the fact that there's protesting going on just to burn stuff down, just to come back and find out that, hey, some guy that you don't even know and doesn't even know you decided to destroy your business and burn it to the ground. You know, at least a fire, you know, you always kind of live with that here in California. If you live out in the rural area, then yeah, a fire could come through. And actually, the way Fair Oaks is situated, fire could come through here too and be pretty devastating if it wasn't for all the fact that we have fire engines not too far away at any point. But, so, you know, fires could get out of hand. A fire could start in my neighbor's yard and easily catch my house on fire. If the fire department didn't get here soon enough. And I could see something like that happening at night, you know, that say my neighbor goes on vacation and for some reason a fire catches his house on fire. Nobody knows until, you know, till it's really well engulfed. And at that point, it's probably gonna start a fire in my house too. Maybe not, you know, I'll probably wake up because I'll have the fire alarms going on. And I'll probably save my house, but that's not gonna mean that it's safe. Saved from any type of damage. But anyway, hope that kind of stuff doesn't happen. And chances are it won't, but can't say that can't happen here. It can. So let me pause this and go do my stuff, and we'll see about coming back and painting some more. 8:04 a.m. I've been painting for about 15, 20 minutes now, and trying to decide what to do. What to do? You know, it's everything is layer upon layer upon layer when you paint on a panel, it seems. There's no, I don't see any way of painting something and just doing it in one coat. It's just not going to work. I've always planned on at least putting on three coats of paint on someplace. If I readjust it, then there's maybe more coats of paint on it. If it gets too thick, sand it down a little and then start all over again with the drawing or what have you. So far everything looks pretty good. Like I said, I got rid of the Starship Enterprise, and now I got a meteor or asteroid falling to Earth, and looks like a potato that's on fire. So it could be that too, I guess. So I just thought I'd check in and let you know that I'm painting here. And it's actually got cooler outside than it was earlier. Right before dawn, it cooled off quite a bit. Air quality is still really bad, so I don't think I'll go for a walk today. Anyway, pause. 11:04 a.m. Okay, I'm done painting for the day. Yeah, a little tired. A while ago, the wife came in very upset, and she thought that one of our roosters, Chickenee, which is a rooster that we're fostering for the chicken lady that moved up to Oregon. She thought that he was dragged away by a raccoon because she couldn't find him anywhere. And all the, you know, and there's always signs that all the chickens were upset, you know, and so something was going on. I heard, and we, earlier we heard some squawking and stuff, but that happens sometimes, you know, and usually they don't get attacked during the day except for that hawk last week that attacked one of the small roosters. But anyway, so she said she couldn't find him anywhere, so I said, well, let me go out there and look with you. So we went and looked, and I found him. I got a tough shed and another Rubbermaid shed, and I didn't build a good enough foundation for it to lift it up to where the tough shed is, the Rubbermaid shed, that is. And so there was a gap between the two sheds, and that's where he was wedged in there. So she was very happy that he was not dead. And so was I. Of all the roosters, which I don't really like roosters, but that one I like. I usually do not like roosters at all, okay, because they make noise, and some of them are very aggressive, and they'll attack you and hurt you. And I don't care for that, you know. Forget them. You know, there's some roosters I will not turn my back on, and Chickenee, oh, he's always been a really good rooster. And so that was a little bit of a relief that Chickenee is not dead. And I guess that's it for now. I'm going to deal with some stuff in the kitchen and maybe eat some lunch. And I got to post this too. So have a good day.